The Hebrew Bible reading is from 1 Samuel, the Song of Hannah. Then Hannah said this prayer, "My heart exalts in Yahweh, my horn is exalted in my God, my mouth derides my foes, for I rejoice in your power of saving. There is none as holy as Yahweh. Indeed, there is no one but you, no rock like our God. Do not speak and speak with haughty words. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For Yahweh is an all-knowing God, and his is the weighing of deeds. The bow of the mighty is broken, but the feeble have girded themselves with strength. The sated hire themselves out for bread, but the famished cease from labour. The barren woman bears sevenfold, but the mother of many is desolate. Yahweh gives death and life, brings down to Sheol and draws up. Yahweh makes poor and rich. He humbles and also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the dunghill to give them a place with princes and to assign them a seat of honour. For to Yahweh the pillars of the earth belong. On these he has poised the world."
The Gospel reading are extracts from Luke chapter 1, two unexpected pregnancies. A priest called Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, who both lived good lives, had no children, and they were both very old. One day Zechariah was doing his work in the temple. An angel appeared to him, and Zechariah was afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." Sometime later, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by this message, and she wondered what he meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary said, "How can this be?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit of God will come upon you. Your kinswoman Elizabeth is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old, for there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." Soon afterwards, Mary got ready and hurried off to visit Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby moved within her. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said in a loud voice, "You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the child you will bear. As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby within me jumped with gladness. How happy you are to believe that God's message to you will become true." Mary replied with her song of joy, which we know as the Magnificat. Mary stayed about 3 months with Elizabeth and then went back home.
The contemporary reading, Virgin Birth by Joy Cowley. We have within us a virgin place, a holy space which belongs to God alone. We know it by its hunger. We name it by its need. The space which will not be touched by the people we love, or the things we gather, or the positions we hold. We have within us a growing place, an eternal space that exists for truth, where the love of God overcomes us, where the life of God fills us, the Emmanuel space where we conceive and become pregnant of the Holy One, and day by day give birth to Christ in the world. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
When our little team was planning this Advent service, Joy had a brilliant inspiration about a little drama. I am the one to present it now. Thank you, Joy. The setting is the marketplace, where a small group of women are talking. And we have called this Heard in the Marketplace. I haven't seen Anne's daughter Mary lately, have you? No. What do you know that she is pregnant? What? No. Yes. But Mary and Joseph aren't married yet. They're just engaged. Do you know when she's due? She said after midwinter. I wonder if it's a boy or a girl. She said an angel told her she is having a special boy. And she has even been told what to call him. Poor Mary. I wonder what Joseph is making of all this. Joseph is standing by her. Good on him. So what are we to make of all this?
Unexpected challenges. This is the first Sunday in Advent. So the introduction to the Christmas story. We don't know much of the story at all yet, only that first, a woman past childbearing years found herself pregnant. Then a young woman who was not yet married found herself pregnant. Remember, this is happening 2,000 years ago. It was bad enough in the 20th century. What emotions would have gone through each of those women? Shock, delight, fear, embarrassment, certainly turmoil. These were unplanned, unexpected pregnancies, unexpected challenges. There are other unexpected pregnancies which are important stories in our Judeo-Christian heritage and scriptures. But we need to remember that they also have backstories of grief and shame because of unplanned, unexpected childlessness. And the stigma of that terrible word, barren, which is still sometimes used these days, even in this country, with contempt. Some of you will remember Judith Dale, who was a member of Galaxies, a founding member of Galaxies. She used to talk about unchildedness as an unchosen lack of a child. There was Sarah, who, like Elizabeth, thought she was way past childbearing and laughed at the preposterousness of the angel's prophecy, but gave birth to Isaac. And Hannah, who gave birth to Samuel and rejoiced with a prayer which the young Mary may have been familiar with and which sounds very similar to what we know as Mary's Magnificat. Elizabeth and Mary were related. Various translations use the words kinswomen, cousins. They must have known each other really well and trusted each other, despite the age difference, because Mary went straight to Elizabeth as quickly as she could, with haste. It sounds like she fled and stayed for 3 months. It was obviously a very supportive relationship. But where does Mary's mother fit into this dynamic? She's not mentioned in our scriptures, although she is named as Anne in the apocryphal Gospel of St. James, and she gets a mention in the Quran, I was surprised to discover. So I wonder why she's not in our scriptures. I think we can guess that things were tense between Mary and Anne when the news was announced. As we reflect on Elizabeth and Mary's astonishment, and surely their anxiety, what is the meaning of Advent? Expectation? Nearness? Prospect? These words don't seem to fit Elizabeth's and Mary's experience. What are the unexpected, unplanned challenges in our personal lives when we need the courage of Elizabeth and Mary? What are the unexpected, unplanned challenges in this parish which need the courage of Elizabeth and Mary? Let's remember that a crucial part of the story is what Mary did. She went with haste to someone who she trusted would listen to her and support her in her crisis. She went with haste to someone who she trusted would listen to her and support her in her crisis. Let us pray. God, our hope and our desire, we wait for your coming as a woman longs for the birth, the exile for her home, the lover for the touch of her beloved, and the humble poor for justice. Amen.